1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
And we are live in Park City, Utah tonight for just a wonderful, wonderful group of people who have come out for the Boys and Girls Club of America, the Boys and Girls Club of Salt Lake City, of Utah, and ATK Aerospace has also sponsored us here at a beautiful, beautiful place called the Black Bear Lodge. It is in Deer Valley, which is in Park City, which is near Salt Lake City. Do I have that right? Deer Valley is the ski resort. And I got to tell you, guys should come up here because this is an absolutely incredibly beautiful spot. And Marie and I have a beautiful room because there's no snow, and so there's no one staying here. And so they gave us the room for free. But we love it. And this is where all of the movie stars come for the Sundance Film Festival. So if we can get enough of you guys to come on up here and enjoy this beautiful city, then the movie stars will have to go somewhere else. And that might not be a bad thing. Bobby, you and I were talking a little bit about the girl, Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association is on the line. You and I were talking about the little girl who was, this tragic videotape of this little girl being beaten by her mother.
You know something, Phil? I would say that what happened there is indicative of just the wrong way, obviously, to handle children. It is so damaging. But you know what's even more damaging, Phil, is the way that you and other parents deal with your children. I have never been one to use this kind of, keeping things from children.
Well, you and I talked about this. Now, I believe that when my kids act up, I do not allow them to watch TV or I take things away.
Yes, that is so damaging. Because let me tell you...
Why would that be damaging?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because it is absolutely wrong to take a child away from the things that they take comfort in. And as well, you might as well put a cigarette out on their arm than not let them use their Xbox, not let them use their television.
Well, I believe... we don't spank our kids. You're aware of that, right?
That's got nothing to do... Spanking, of course, you should be incarcerated as a criminal. Anyone who spanks their child should be put into a jail cell.
So you don't spank your kids?
Oh, my God, no.
And you do not withhold Xbox, and you don't withhold... What we do, for instance...
No, Phil, I don't...
Well, hold on. What we do, Marie and I, is if the kids screw up, we'll say, oh, I guess you don't want dessert tonight, and...
Oh, that is so wrong. That is so damaging.
Well, why is that damaging?
Phil, again... What you're doing is taking the child away from the things that they comfort in.
Well, what do you do? Because what we're talking about here, obviously nobody believes in beating a child.
Absolutely not.
But you say no corporal punishment.
Oh, my God. Now, Steve and I are way past that. See, one of the things you have to understand, Phil, and like even...
Hey.
Steve's here, Phil.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey,
Steve and I have evolved way past that. We are... Oh, my God, it seems ages ago that we even thought about paddling our children. But we've evolved way beyond that. And one of the things that I'm doing is I'm influencing other women in what we call the three R's, which is to reaffirm, reinvigorate, and reaffirm, and reinvigorate. And what this does, Phil, is...
All right, hold on for a minute. I'm getting confused, and I got to give a number out. 1-800-449-8686. You say that you don't spank your kids.
Let me give you an example, Phil. And this happens because we have three pre-adolescent and adolescent boys. Now, you know Dylan, right?
He's a great kid.
All right. He took the keys to Steve's SUV about 2 months ago. And I knew what he was going to do. He's underage. He's 13. He got into Steve's SUV. He turned it on. I went out there and I said, Dylan, darling, let's go back in the house. You know mommy loves you. Let's go back in the house.
And he has started up.
He started up the car. Now listen to this, because it's so important, and it shows, I think, how so far beyond everyone else Steve and I are. I said, darling, let's go back in the house. Well, he started the car up. He backed it out through the garage door. I mean, he took out the garage door. And
oh, God.
No, hold on, Phil, because you really don't get it.
He took out the garage door.
Yeah, Steve.
Wait, Mr. Henry, don't overreact. This little boy just having fun.
Now,
Wait. This is a 13-year-old boy backed out.
Well, Phil, what I'm saying is, I said, Dylan, honey, let's go back in the house. Well, the car finally came to rest against the Greeley's Lexus across the street, and we got out, and he came into the house, and I gave him a pudding cup, and I stroked him his hair, and I said, Mommy loves you. Mommy will always love you.
And in the meantime, you've got a garage door that's been destroyed. You've got a...
Are you suggesting that I strike that child? Or
I'm suggesting that if a boy gets into a car and turns on the engine and backs it through a garage door without a driver's license, it takes something out.
Well, what would you do?
Steve,
that's all right. What would you do?
What would I do? I would say, okay, we are going to deprive you of your bicycle or how you get around or perhaps television or something. Or I'd show him how Dane, look what you did to the garage door. Something that would deprive him.
See, there you go again with depriving. You do not take anything away from the child. And that's what Steve and I do. And many American women are now coming along with me on this. I see a lot of women since 9/11 saying, you know what? It is more evolved. Just to reaffirm, I can tell you the story that when Justin painted swastikas on a synagogue, I was telling...
Oh, no, wait a minute. That is a hate crime.
Phil, again, do not characterize.
Well, hold on, because I want to know how that happened.
Well, the first thing I told him was, I told Donis when he drove the SUV, you really proved you can drive. And you're a good boy.
I want to get some input from callers, possibly at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us. You heard about this little girl being beaten, and nobody approves of that, but there are ways of disciplining your children. Bobby, you know that I believe, and Maria and I both believe, in taking things away from the children, like their Xbox, like their TV, and you think that's depriving the child.
It really is, Phil. It's very, very damaging to take a child away from his television, away from his Xbox.
Well, all right, so your son painted swastikas on a synagogue.
You know something? I don't think he really knew what it meant. And I said to him, Justin, why don't you do it in your bedroom? He's expressing his creativity. And I said, why don't you paint the swastikas on your... I mean, I don't understand what your question is.
Yeah, what would you do?
What would I do? I would put the kid... First of all, I'd have that child go to the Holocaust Museum in Los Angeles every day for a solid 6 months.
Oh, Phil, don't be Martin Luther King. All right, it's so boring. It really is. What we're trying to...
I would have that child go to the Holocaust Museum every day for 6 months. I would have that child scrub the swastikas off. Do you realize that that is a hate crime?
Mr. Phil, again, we're talking about young boys who are simply expressing their creativity. And I am absolutely in favor of allowing children to be who they are. I followed him out there. I suggested, you want to know, you know something, darling? You know what you can do? You can spray paint swastikas all over the back wall of our house. You can see what they look like.
And what if he's into this philosophy that has children, you know, these skinheads?
I understand.
And what are you saying?
I'm talking about these kids that do this kind of thing.
My name is Phil Hendry. I have a dream.
Yeah, I know. Are you Martin Luther King?
How does that make me Martin Luther King when I don't want young people running around and doing hateful things like that?
So my boy doesn't hate. My boy learns through reaffirmation. Ever since 9/11, Phil.
Oh, here we go.
No, you know, we've had this discussion before.
No, here we go again with 9/11.
No, ever since 9/11, more and more women are seeing things my way. And they are beginning to reaffirm to their children, you know something? I understand that you touched the girl inappropriately. It's okay. I love you. You know something? I understand. You know what happened with Seth, don't you?
I know he attacked one of his teachers, right?
He beat up one of his teachers. I said, you know what? I love you anyway. And I want you to always understand that even though you commit these violent crimes, Daddy and I love you.
I love my boy. I never do nothing about it.
We all have feelings, Phil. And that's what I'm trying to say to your listeners out there, the ones that still don't understand. But I know that most women...
You would say that most mothers understand this.
I would.
Maria, honey, my wife is here. Do you get this philosophy? You sort of... She says that she sort of understands this.
Of course she does, because she is a mother. And she understands that the best way to child is to reaffirm.
Even if they're painting swastikas on a synagogue, even if they're beating up a teacher.
You know something? You're really, really concentrating on the negative. I'm very disappointed. I'm
disappointed, but you used to be open-minded. But now you're trying to be Martin Luther King.
I'm not trying to be Martin Luther King. I'm trying to understand a child painting swastikas on a synagogue, getting a punishment like, hey, you know what? Why don't we just have you do it inside of your house?
You know, Phil, so many American women have had a bag over their heads until 9/11. But you know what? With the help of Bin Laden, the light has come in. The light, really,
Oh, my God.
No, really. Well, hear me out. Hear me out. If he did anything, he helped a lot of American women finally understand, quit taking things away from your children.
All right, I don't get it.
All right,
hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Parent Teachers Organization. The best thing you can do with a child is not to deprive them of anything, but to just reaffirm. Now, she's got a son who drove a car through a garage door, another boy who beat up a teacher, and another one that was painting swastikas on a synagogue. And apparently these boys got nothing more than, they got no punishment. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. They got no punishment. What they got was a reaffirmation. Well, if you paint swastikas on a synagogue, you're very creative. And if you drive your car through the garage door, hey, you know how to drive. You know, Maria and I, and maybe I'm alone, because Maria indicated she sort of agrees with some of this, which is, you know, Bobby, I'm telling you.
So ours is not to question why. Ours is but to not deny. And that is, in other words, these children need to have reaffirmation.
All right. I'm going to give her a number out. 1-800-449-8686. I know there are a lot of mothers out there, and I don't know how you deal with a child that is not doing. Do you beat the child? Bobby Dooley's philosophy is you don't lay a hand on that child, and you certainly don't. You don't use corporal punishment, and you don't even take things away. You reaffirm no matter how bad the crime. And I say crime. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We are live in Park City, Utah. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
But we deny the kids internet use.
No, you never ever deny children internet use. Never. And I think that is absolutely appalling that you would tell your children they couldn't use the internet. But what we do?
What do you do to a boy, as your son did, who touched a girl inappropriately?
I'll tell you what. We told Dylan, you'll have to go on dial-up. You cannot use the DSL. And that, you know something, Phil, I'm really offended by some of the people that are laughing because...
I think it's ludicrous, Bobby.
Well, you have the right to tell us how we do it.
You don't have the right to talk to us and tell us how to deal with our children. Many women are seeing things my way since 9/11.
All right, 1-800, we're going to find that out, Bobby.
Well, I think you're going to find out, Phil.
We'll find out. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to, I have Dina. Dina, hi, you're on with Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Dina, and I'm a mother, and Bobby Doofus, or whatever your name is. What's your name, Bobby Doofus? I'm a Jewish mother,
really,
and if you ever let your kids paint a swastika on my kid's house, I would come over there, take a frying pan, and spank your kid so hard I'd flatten his ass.
Well, then you'd wind up in jail. You know,
wind
up in jail. Yes, you would.
Why don't you bring him on down? I live in Boca Raton, Bobby. Now you need to teach your kid some respect.
How dare you? These are young people.
What kind of woman are you? Are you even a woman? You sound like a dyke.
You know something? You know something, Dina? You're the kind of mother...
What?
Who raises abusive
kids?
Kind
of
you raise abusive kids.
Positive reinforcement. You are giving it to negative reinforcement.
I think Dina, this is Phil Hendry. I want
to
hear what Dina.
Parenting courses.
Yeah, Dina, hold on. This is Phil Hendry. Dina's simply saying, if your kid painted a swastika on her house, I would do the same thing. I would use physical violence against your kid.
Why don't you have to talk to me about it?
Yeah, you'd have to come through me, Dina.
What?
You lay a hand on my son, you'd have to come through me.
Oh, yeah? How old is your son?
I have three boys, 14, 12, and 11.
Yeah, you want them to end up at Kids in Distress or a place like The Haven, because that's where they need to be. They need to be in a juvenile.
These are juvenile homes,
place.
Yeah.
Because your children are going to end up, they're a menace to society, and that's how they're going to be. They're going to be jailbirds.
You know something, Dina? I feel so sorry that you're raising criminals and that your children will wind up beating their wives and having sex with their children. And,
oh, my God.
Well, that's what she's doing. She really is.
All right, Dina, thank you, and I think you made some what? I think you made some fantastic points. 1-800.
Well, what point did she make?
You can't paint a swastika on someone's synagogue.
What, Phil? I didn't say I don't punish the boys.
Well, what do you do?
I sit down and I look at them and I say, "You think about what you just did. Think about it." And I'll get them a pudding cup, or I'll go and get them a Jell-O cup. And what we do together is we go, "What did we do? What did we do? What did we do?" And I'll say, "You put a swastika on a synagogue. Is that the best way to express how you feel about Jews? Could you..."
Come on! 1-800-449-8686. Let me talk to Rachel. Rachel, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi. I just want to say I'm completely outraged. This woman doesn't know what she's talking about. Life is a balance. Not everything can be one way. And children need to know their boundaries and their limitations. And you are just as guilty as the woman who beat her child as you are raising your children.
God.
You're raising your children. It's appalling. Because
Rachel,
they are victims of your insanity is what they are.
Rachel, can I ask you a question?
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Your children need your love, but they also need your discipline. And you're wrong. Because
Rachel,
you are the role model, and that's why they go and shoot swastikas and beat up teachers. Because what kind of role model are you? My children don't do things like that. What kind of ideas do they get in their heads? What are you teaching them?
Do you beat your children? You beat your children?
No, I don't.
Yes,
I love them dearly. I'm a stay-at-home mother. I have three beautiful children who wouldn't dare do anything such a thing. Okay? You have to teach your children to be good people. Not everything is, honey, let me see your...
Listen to Judy Garland here. Why don't you have another Benny, Rachel? You're like speeding.
Let me tell you, lady, if you think the American mothers think like you, we're in big trouble.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Rachel. I mean,
give him a pudding pop. You're ridiculous.
A pudding pop is what I give my children.
Listen, you're a joke.
You give your kid a pudding pop.
You need psychiatric evaluation.
Yeah. You give your kid a pudding pop when he drives his truck through a garage door.
I think you are raising three boys. It's very scary.
Yeah. Well, I think it's scary that you think that corporal punishment is the way to go, because obviously
I didn't say that.
You don't
I think
psychology.
That you not taking things
I
away from
psychology.
Them, they should be reprimanded. First of all, why do they get those ideas in their heads? You're not raising your children to be good people if they think to go play swastikas. Like, he doesn't know what that is. Anybody
great.
Knows what that is.
Get down
that's
on your knees
baloney.
And thank Bin Laden for helping you see the light.
No, you know what, lady? You're really
boy,
nuts.
That is.
You've got more than a few screws loose.
Unbelievable.
I love my children, and you love to beat your children. That's the difference between...
No, you're very wrong, lady. You don't know who I am, and I don't beat my children. I am a full-time mother. I adore my
yes.
children. You are the
well, sicko. Rachel, Rachel makes great
around.
Points. And for you, Bobby, to say that you speak...
So I speak for every enlightened
no,
woman.
No, you don't. You
finally,
speak for all the crazies in this world, okay, lady? You
way.
Really do.
Rachel, where do you
yes.
live? Where do you live?
I don't have to tell you where I live, lady. I don't want to know where you live. I hope you live far away from me. That's all
what
I can tell
you.
You.
What state do you live in?
I'm not telling you where I live. I have no business to tell you about my life.
Obviously
I just want to
you
tell
you
about how outrageous you get on the radio.
Obviously, you don't
and
you live anywhere where
crap.
They have.
Listen, I'm hanging
needle,
up. I have nothing more
therapy.
To say.
Well, you can all rot. I'm just. My life's palpitating.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Her son paints swastikas on a synagogue, and she sits down and uses psychology, and she sits down and says, "Think about what you did." Bobby Dooley says that most enlightened women agree with her, and that she doesn't touch her children. She certainly doesn't deny them internet, Xbox, or anything else. The way to do it is to simply say, "Think about what you did." I think it's very damaging. What?
And now more. on The Phil Hendry Show.
Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley for Western States Parent Teacher Organization. Bobby, have you ever committed abuse on your children?
No, Phil, I wouldn't. I have never believed in ever doing anything abusive to my children. And you know what? It happened to me once. I got so angry at Dylan. And may God forgive me for this, but I gave him a timeout. And as you know, that's universally recognized now as a brutal, brutal way of handling children.
A timeout?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Henry, you haven't read the latest psychology book?
I thought timeouts were...
No, timeouts are now... No, see, this is what I'm trying to say to a lot of these women that are calling. Timeouts are now considered by the National Psychology Association, the National Association of Parents, Teachers, and Therapists, and the International Association of Educators as being terribly medieval, terribly brutal.
And timeouts. We're talking about a child going and sitting in a room.
Sitting in a room, yes. Horribly brutal, medieval. And may God forgive me. I gave Dylan a timeout. But I went and I got him pizza afterwards. I said, Mommy, sorry. Mommy is sorry. And I have never again abused my children. And today I sit them down, whether it's inappropriately touching a teacher.
Inappropriately touching a teacher is different from a fellow student, isn't it?
Oh, my God. So, in other words, you think that that's...
Inappropriately touching a teacher.
Yes.
An adult.
Yeah, that's right.
And what did you do? You sat him down and said, Mommy, at...
So your sarcasm is really, boys have hormones. Boys have hormones.
But very natural boy want to touch a teacher's butt or something like that.
You know, when I was a boy, maybe I was attracted to...
Okay, now we're getting down to it. You were attracted to any teachers?
You know, I
was... Who was it?
It was actually... Her name was Sister Stephanie.
Holy Jesus. That's what I'm talking about.
And Mr. Henry, the other thing, a boy doesn't express his hormones, he goes gay.
Yes, that's the other thing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm not an educator, so I'm not about to tell you your work. Jamie, go ahead. You're on The Phil Hendry Show.
I want to tell Bobby that her three sons are going to be the next sons in the prison because she's raising Jeffrey Dahmer wannabes with no conscience whatsoever. You cannot reaffirm children and turn around and tell them everything that they do is okay, and you are making excuses for them constantly. Inappropriately touching a teacher?
That's the one I couldn't get, Jamie.
Inappropriately touching a teacher is completely out of the question. It's not a touch. You said that he beat up his teacher. There is a huge difference there.
One of the kids beat up a teacher.
What are you teaching your kids?
Listen to me.
For every single thing they do.
Jamie, you are a teacher, and you know this is a very pivotal time in their lives. If we use the wrong kind of punishment, you know we're going to change them forever. He put his hand up his teacher's dress. Big deal. These young boys have hormones.
Excuse me? That is a huge deal. I can't believe you're moralizing everything like that.
I'm sorry?
Everything they do, they need to be responsible for. You don't need to make
excuses
for them. You need to teach them right from wrong.
I do teach them right from wrong. Mommy...
You make excuses for them and you give him pudding pop. That tells you whatever you do is okay. It's not okay. Have consequences. When
I want to find out.
In the real world, do you think a judge is going to just back down and say that's okay? No, they're going to put him in jail, and that's where they need to be right now. Out of your hands and into somebody who's going to make them responsible for their own actions.
Jamie, the host is trying to say something.
I can handle it. Jamie, this is Phil Hendry. I want to ask you something as an educator. If you found a young man, now I'm going to tell you something. If I saw a kid painting swastikas on a synagogue, first thing I want to do is have him scrub them off. The second thing I would do is have him spend every day for the next 6 months in the Holocaust Museum. And is that wrong of me?
No, not in a way, but not 6 months. I do think he needs to do some serious research because he has absolutely no respect for human dignity here. And that's the underlying problem.
So we got Martin Luther King Jr. here. Is that it?
No. He is not overreacting. He has a very valid point. I think 6 months would be a little long, but...
Having him research
and understand the culture that they're obviously hating against is a valuable thing.
Can I ask you as a teacher, because you are a teacher, don't you think it's entirely normal for a young boy to one of a handful of his teacher's rear ends?
No.
You don't. And
no.
Totally normal.
No, it is not normal.
If one of my students got a handful of my rear end, I think I would die on that hill because I would reach down and smack the crap out of him. For
that's
one thing, your hands should be on your own self. And you know what? I think that would be something that I would have to go to bat for because that is completely wrong.
You know, Jamie, I'm going to say something. I respect you, but you really have a Rosa Parks complex. You really do want to just sort of be the woman up at the front of the bus, don't you?
No.
Yeah, I really do.
Your problem is that you make excuses for your kids, and you never listen to anybody's opinion because you think you're right, and you're not. You are damaging the self-esteem of your kids by the way you are treating them.
I got a handful of my teachers rear end one time.
You know what, Mr. Bozell? You're raising three criminals. You know that.
How dare you? And you know, you too, and all of you, everyone, all of you in Utah, you all...
I think it's a very valid point. Thank you, Jamie. 1-800-449-8686. I think we have time for one more phone call here. Let's go over to Adelina.
Yes.
Darling, how are you, hon? You're on the
air. Fine, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I'm not going to call that person a lady. She's a monster. And she's raising three monsters. Because this is not the way to teach kids. If kids do something wrong, you have to punish them.
Not
beating them, but you have to punish them. Because, you know, I don't know if you are calling to make fun about another or whatever. But you know, you are a monster and you are raising three monsters. And this is the only thing I have to say.
Oh, come on. Adelina, this is Phil Hendry. Are you there, hon? Adelina? Yeah,
yes.
Bobby wanted to say something.
You know something, Adelina? I think it's really presumptuous of you to come to this country and not let us beat your children because this is America.
This is America, but you are not American. You are a monster. I'm telling you, you are a monster.
Did you ever run one of your children over with a burro?
You know what? I was
raised with
six kids. And you know, every time we did something wrong, my mother never hit me. Never beat me, but we were sitting down for maybe the whole day because I did something wrong. Instead, you are telling them, ha, 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 what do you want me to do? Look, you are teaching them to be hate the whole world, and you know what they're going to end? They are going to end in jail because you are raising three monsters.
Listen, Mr. Bozell,
what?
Knock off the hoochie mama comment, okay?
Well, you know, Adelina, in America, what we do with our children is we let them run people over with cars, and then we give them a pudding pop. What do you think about that? Adelina? Adelina? Oh.
She hung up. I don't blame her.
Well, you know something, Phil? You've treated me badly on a lot of your programs, but on this one today, unbelievable how it hurts.
Look at this, my wife is crying now.
By the way, I didn't know you broadcast to Columbia.
Okay. Bobby and Steve, I think that you really need to get your boys into some kind of counseling because sooner or later they're going to grow up to become parents, just like that woman who did that job in Indiana, that little girl. I hope the police find her.
Well, if you're comparing me to her, I have palpitations.
Well, I have palpitations because you have a heart attack. Probably good news for me.
I'm sorry.
No, never mind. Thank you very much, guys.
Phil, can we make an announcement? Our Fall-tacular is...
Oh, God.
Our Fall-tacular is on October 21st. The theme this year is color, color, color. And we want everyone to just have an explosion of color. Last year was very drab, so we want to see all the ladies in fall colors. Purples and greens, oranges and reds, mauve, turquoise, and do your hair wild, as if it's been in a windstorm, as if you've been in a wind tunnel. We'd like to see all the women show up as if they just had their hair blown all halfway to hell. Okay? So that's October 21st, Western Estates Community Center, our Fall-tacular. I'm Bobby and Steve Dooley for Western Estates Homeowners Association. You probably can't live here. And I'm gonna wear a rainbow.
You're gonna wear a rainbow. I'll be a leprechaun.
Good for you guys. All right, we'll see you later.
Bye, Phil.
All right, that's Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and they have. once again have a very unorthodox point of view.
Oh, I'm asking us for a break.
I got you a break, man, when I got you a car. Can you dig it? You have a car!
Well, that's a ribbon, man. This is like Nazi Germany.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's exactly like Nazi Germany. You have your own Honda, and you lift weights, and you eat really good food in a cafeteria. Just like the concentration camps.
It stinks.